come in and learn to be the media and create the content that your ears and your mind and your heart rely on. So that's how you do it. You close the gap and give us, say, $10 a month. $10 a month is a great way to budget KBOO into your monthly expenses. You know that you do it for Spotify. You know you do it for Netflix. You know you do it for other services that are entertaining. Well, KBOO is entertainment, but entertainment with a conscience, entertainment that feeds your brain, that gives you analysis, news, relevant news that you can use, as well as music, comedy, theater, poetry. We do it all here. We are your community broadcasters, and you are our community. So please, let's just do this together right now. Give us a call. 877-500-5266. $10 a month adds up to $120 in the course of a year. You'll be glad you did something that was a tangible thing to do to support your entire community. It takes 2 minutes out of your day, and you know you'll feel better about yourself afterwards, and so will we.
We have a great program coming right up, Free Culture Radio, all about cannabis and spirituality this time around. But we want you to keep calling while we gear that one up. And that number again, 877-500-KBOO.
Coming to you from the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the inescapable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being drug users. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, these problems are made worse and more intractable when drug users are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. It's said that magic is a term that includes understanding the world and exploiting that understanding, the modern term for which is science. Various drugs have been involved in what we refer to as magic, the occult, belief systems, and even religion. The importance of marijuana is just starting to be understood, thanks to modern archaeology and to the efforts of researchers like our guest tonight. Chris, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Chris Bennett. I'm a cannabis activist up here in Canada. I've been writing about the role of cannabis in history, particularly in magic and religion for, I don't know, over 25 years, I guess, and also run an entheobotanical shop up here, the Urban Shaman.
Could you give folks a sort of thumbnail history of some of the influence of cannabis on early societies and early religion?
Well, you know, cannabis is, the use of cannabis for ritual purposes is older than any existing religion. We know for at least from archaeological evidence, just regarding burnt cannabis, let alone things like hemp fiber and things like that, but just on the evidence of the ritual using of burning cannabis, inhaling the fumes, that goes back about 5,500 years. So it's a very old thing, and it can be found in diverse cultures. We have evidence of cannabis in ancient China, particularly among Taoists. We have evidence throughout the Mideast, Assyria, Babylon, and probably what I'm most well known for is this research into the Hebrew term cannabossum, which was used in the incenses and anointing oils, and which I put a case forth to show that this was used into Christian times. As well, cannabis through new archaeological evidence in the Bactria Margiana archaeological complex, as well as finds in China among Indo-Europeans, and Scythian finds of cannabis, both burnt and used as a beverage. It's really looking like cannabis was the ancient haoma of the Parsi or Zoroastrian religion, as well as the Soma of the Vedic religion. And there's no other plant or wine or anything like that that has been used so much in religion as cannabis has.
It's fascinating stuff, and it's some would say, some might argue that, well, if that had been going on for so long, wouldn't everybody just know that? And could you explain the mysteries?
A lot of information was lost, but some people do know it. You know what I mean? Things like Assyrian references to cannabis and Mesopotamian references to cannabis are well established. It's not unknown in those fields of study. And emerging archaeological evidence is really changing the way that we look at this and look at cannabis. There's just been so many interesting finds over the last few decades of cannabis at different sites. Sorry, that's my parrot there chirping in the background. It is becoming more well known, you know. But things like the, you know, cannabossum, for instance, that's based on etymological evidence tracing the modern word cannabis back through history, and also taking a look at the similar term cannabu that was used in Assyria. And the way that cannabis was used there was identical to the way the Hebrews would have been using it: anointing oils, incenses, ritual purposes in the temple, as well as medicine. So, it's becoming increasingly well known and increasingly accepted that cannabis was a major player in the ancient world.
And could you speak for a moment about the idea of the mysteries in various religions throughout? We've had the I know that they've had the sort of people are initiated into the understandings and the learnings and the teachings, and these become known as the mysteries. It's not a puzzle to solve, but wait, could, do you
know? Well, I think that religion itself, you know, starts with the shamanic exploration of psychoactive plants generally. This is pretty common throughout the world, still taking place in places like Africa and South America, where people are ingesting psychoactive substances and interpreting that experience as some sort of divine revelation. Same thing in the ancient world, you know, when people came across these plants and they affected consciousness, this was seen as some sort of either spiritual possession or divine messenger of the gods. And so this isn't, from an anthropological perspective, this is quite a normal development of human consciousness. So, the mysteries were basically, you know, taking people out of their everyday consciousness and, with set and setting, oftentimes, you know, ritual intent, created by songs, music, setting of the temple atmosphere with statues that represented deities and things like that. And then the ingestion of these psychoactive substances combined with that threw people into deep mystical states, where they felt they were getting into contact with something higher than just their own personal consciousness.
You have a new book in which you're talking about something that people might define as the supernatural.
Definitely dealing with magic and the occult. The new book's called Liber 420, Cannabis Arcanum, and it's going to focus on the occult use of cannabis, generally from, you know, the medieval period forward, although at the beginning of the book I lay a foundation of ancient use, because the ritual use of cannabis in the medieval time forward really was a development of that earlier use, a rediscovery of cannabis through the Crusades, actually. There had been kind of a dry period in spirituality, the great dark ages when the Catholic Church was dominating much of Europe, and there was no other sort of religious philosophy beyond reading the Bible, and most people couldn't even read it, so they were just told about the Bible through priests and bishops and those sorts of people. And through the Crusades, so there, you know, this became quite a dry sort of religion, and people started wanting more, and this led to a decision to go into the Holy Land, rediscover the Holy Land, and while in the Holy Land, they rediscovered cannabis through Islamic use. But, you know, cannabis had played a role in ancient Europe as well. I should establish that we've, you know, found evidence of cannabis at Celtic and Druidic sites all over Europe. And according to the Encyclopedia of Indo-European Studies, cannabis was very prevalent a number of times throughout ancient European history, both as a fiber and as a ritual substance. But this ritual use came back into Europe through magic in a large way. Books like the Arabic book, The Picatrix, which was in 11th century. It's called Picatrix in Europe. It's a Gayat al-Hakim in the Islamic world. But this was an Islamic magical text from about the 11th century, and it was translated into Latin and made its way into Europe around the 13th century. It was very influential in the magical tradition, this Arabic grimoire. And it's a lot of like planetary magic. So it's like, you know, based on the magic of the stars and certain plants and incenses and colors and minerals were all associated with the different planets. And cannabis played a really important role, along with other drugs as well, opium and mandrake and henbane and other substances can be found in the Picatrix. And it was generally used here in invocation. So they would burn cannabis with other substances, sometimes mixed with blood, because they felt that the blood gave the deities invoked a physical means of manifesting. And so they would, you know, subfumigate. That means like create a really smoky atmosphere through burning of cannabis and other substances. And then in the smoke itself, they would start to see a vision. This vision was the invoked deity that was called down through this means. So this really inspired a lot of European magic. And we have later grimoires like the Sefer Raziel from the 16th century, or the Book of Oberon, as well as the Book of Magic and Invocation. These are all 16th century texts that have cannabis in them. Usually the cannabis in these later texts seems to have been combined with magic mirrors. And these were either concave mirrors or a flat black surface. And people would take cannabis. They often used it in an oil, very similar to the way that I've suggested for the Hebrews and the Christians' use of cannabis, and sometimes burning it as well. And then after taking the substance, they would stare into these mirrors until visions started to appear. And, you know, it's basically like a projector for the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind. And it's interesting because this form of magic was very popular right into the 19th, early 20th century. And we have figures like Louis Alphonse Cagné and Pascal Beverly Randolph and Dupoté and other figures of 19th century occultism using the same method centuries after the publication of the passing around of manuscripts like the Sefer Raziel or the Book of Magic and Invocation, or the Book of Oberon, all these various magical texts. So this carried on for some time, and it also played a really big role in the development of what we know as spiritualism. That's like seances, table rapping, you know, that type of stuff. Cannabis was really big in the circles that started that trip in the 19th century, like Cagné and Helena Blavatsky and Pascal Randolph.
You are listening to Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. My guest tonight joining us by Skype is Chris Bennett, a researcher, author, and business person based in Vancouver, Canada. Now, this show is a pledge drive special, so you're hearing an extract from a much longer interview. We'll get back to Chris in just a moment. Right now, I have a favor to ask. This is a pledge drive. KBOO is member-supported. We rely on contributions from people like you. Please pick up your phone and call with your pledge of support at 877-500-5266. We have volunteers ready to take your call. There are a number of great thank you gifts available. You can give a lump sum all at once or become a monthly donor. You can also give online through the KBOO website. Just go to kboo.fm/give. Thanks and cheers. Now, let's get back to this edition of Free Culture Radio and our guest, Chris Bennett. In a sense, I mean, there's the Eleusinian Mysteries where the shut down by the Christians in the beginning of the, in the Dark Ages, exactly. But, you know, they had been celebrated the story of Demeter and Persephone. And at the end of it, people no longer feared death. They understood the cycle of life, you know, death and birth.
You know, cannabis since ancient times, like, you know, you got to remember that people can't base this stuff on their own experience with cannabis. For one thing, these people weren't using cannabis, you know, for the most part, these people weren't using cannabis recreationally. It was just used in these type of ritual settings. And also, oftentimes, very powerful extracts of cannabis were used. So potent they'd knock you out for a day or two, you know what I mean? And this goes back to Zoroastrian use, where figures like Ardu, Virat, and Vishtaspa, and we know this because there's written records of this that refer to Bhanga, which is the name of cannabis back in the ancient Parsi language, used for this particular purpose, often mixed with wine, which was a common way of ingesting throughout the period. And they would take such strong doses that they'd be, you know, knocked out, and they'd have visions while they were knocked out, dreams. And they interpreted these visions and dreams as the body leaving, I mean, the soul leaving the body and going off and, you know, seeing the wonders of heaven and the horrors of hell and things like that. And when the people woke up, they would relate what they had seen. And this was like a major source of divine knowledge. So this separation of what they thought of the soul and the body through these visionary substances, and other substances besides cannabis were obviously used as well, were kind of like a mini death, you know? And since the soul was able to travel free from the body in these states and see these things, then obviously at death, this was what happened, they believed. And this gave rise to a lot of the beliefs we have about an afterlife.
And people might, there are probably people who could be forgiven in this modern day who might think, well, you know, that's just these cultures, they were simple, but, you know, we have, you know, our Bible, by gosh, we, you know, we can all just read this and understand it. Except that many years ago, before people were allowed to have a translation of the Bible into, many years ago, it was only a few centuries that the Bible could only be in Latin, and Latin was a language that was only understood by a certain class of people, and largely the priests. So you had that priest class as a standing between, and then was opened up, and suddenly the mysteries, what I was, you know, are revealed in part to the public. I mean, Is there any difference really between the sacred mystical texts of that sort or the Latin Bible back hundreds of years ago before people were allowed to read Latin? I mean, is there a difference really?
Well, you know, the big difference is the intermediaries of the priests and bishops and pope and that type of stuff placed between the people and that spiritual access, you know, to partake of psychoactive substances and claim a religious experience would have been heresy. It would have got you burnt at the stake, much like the witches and others were burnt at the stake throughout the period, medieval period, right? So it's like about direct access to the divine versus being told about it. You know what I mean? It was like the Bible almost, in a sense, represents fossilized spirituality, a memory of it, you know? And but, you know, even in the Bible, like the book of Revelation, John takes a scroll, he puts it in his mouth that turns bitter in his stomach, and then he begins to prophesy. So he ingested something. A similar thing takes place in the book of Ezekiel, where he eats something and then begins to prophesy from ingesting it. So it's pretty clear that they were using these types of methods, but it was not something that the layperson or even the priestcraft, they kind of had been suppressed for so long that they literally forgot about these avenues of spirituality, direct spirituality. You can find me on cannabisculture.com. I have a blog on there. I post a lot of historical stuff on the blog, texts and whatnot as well. Add me on Facebook if you're on Facebook. I'm always posting stuff on there. And my shop, The Urban Shaman, is I specialize in plants like peyote, ayahuasca, kratom, things like that, a variety of psychoactive substances. I believe humanity has a natural right to the plants of the earth, and I try to celebrate that natural right to the plants of the earth as much as possible. And when we're talking about that natural right, which is like our right to air and water, we're talking about a plant like cannabis. We're talking about a plant that humanity has had a relationship with, not for thousands of years, but for tens of thousands of years. And it's a fundamental human right that we have access to cannabis and other medicines of the earth. And my new book is Liber 420, Cannabis Arcana. My last book, which you can find on Amazon, is Cannabis and the Soma Solution. Covers a lot of ground about the role of cannabis in the ancient world. Check it out. I've also got some really good videos on YouTube. If you search my name, Chris Bennett and Cannabis, you'll find a variety of videos. But I've got interviews with people like Professor Carl Rock, Dr. Ethan Russo, Dr. David Hillman, Mike Aldrich, and others on the history of cannabis, and go into a lot of detail in those videos.
Fantastic. Folks, do check out Chris's stuff. It's fascinating, it's eye-opening, and it's important. It's, as I say, to know where you're going, you have to know where you are and how you got there. And, you know, that whole question of how we got here is a thing that it's like an onion, peeling back layers and finally understanding, oh, that's why this all happened. And it's, yeah, I mean, history is fascinating stuff. And Chris, wow. Keep up the good work, man. You are doing some amazing stuff.
You're doing some great stuff too, Doug. Keep it up down there in the States, and I'm watching it all go down there in this new era of Trump, and hopefully legalization in the states that want it hold through in the next while.
I thank you. Chris Bennett, cheers.
God bless. Bye.
And that's it for this edition of Free Culture Radio. I want to thank my guest, the researcher, author, and cannabis historian, Chris Bennett. Many thanks to our engineer, and my thanks especially to you, dear listener, for your support. You make it all worth it. Free Culture Radio has a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/KBOO Free Culture Radio. Please give it a like. You can find links there to past shows, announcements about upcoming programs and events, and other stuff like news items that may be of interest. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. I'm Doug McVeigh. Good night.
And you are listening to Freak Culture Radio here on KABU, your community radio station. I'm Ani.
I'm Conch.
And we are here tonight, the last evening of our February membership drive, asking you to just get us over that finish line. Get us on over that finish line.
It's down to you.
It is we've got, look at that, till 10 o'clock tonight, so just over 3 hours left. We have about $4,000 to reach our total goal. Your support has been phenomenal, my friends, coming in during this membership drive, but now it is time to just get the last couple thousand dollars in, and you are a huge part of that right now. When you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. It is so exciting to be talking with you this evening in support of our evening public affairs offerings. A couple of new programs here on a Wednesday night, on the third Wednesday of every month. Life, What is Life Without Laughter? And Free Culture Radio. That is a couple of programs that, again, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. You're not going to hear that anyplace else. You hear it here on KABU, where we do things a little bit differently, and we do it with your support straight from the grassroots. Please do think of what you can budget for KABU, your community radio station, and give us a call right now and let us know that, yes, you want to jump on in to our member community, our listener community. You want to let us know that you're there. There, and that you give a damn and that you're ready to support Community Radio KBOO. 877-500-5266.
These are not politicos. These are not banksters. These are people in your neighborhood doing amazing things, having amazing thoughts and get-togethers, and writing books, writing songs. And this is the place, this is the one place left where the curation of this kind of content, where we can bring you amazing DJs who introduce you to incredible songs. We have one of our great collaborations coming up, which is Hard Knock Radio with the good folks down at KPFA in the Bay Area. That's fantastic. And we have had so many people calling in with an interest in getting themselves a hoodie, because that is available and the weather is just right for a hoodie right now. Don't you feel like you need a really plush, thick cotton hoodie with the KABU logo on it? That can be yours.
Who doesn't need that?
$20 a month will get you that. $20 a month will get you the wonderful big plush hoodie. And if that is, it's a zip-up hoodie, if that is a bit too rich for your taste, how about a KABU versus the MediaZillas t-shirt? That is a fantastic. $5 a month will get you that. It's a Matt Worker, one of my favorite cartoonists, used to be a Portlander, now works in Washington, D.C. So much material to work with. And that it can be yours. If you go to kboo.fm, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see Donate Now, or call toll-free. That number is 877-500-KBOO. It's 877-500-5266.
The time is yours to become a member of KABU Community Radio. It's a call that makes so much difference. You can just spend 2-3 minutes of your time right now knowing that what you are doing actually helps to not only empower you and ensure your access to KABU, great community radio in your ears, but it also, you know, provides and makes sure this platform exists for so many communities as we all share in it together. That is the way that we've been doing things since 1968. That's right, KABU is 49 years old this year. We are the oldest independently operated, community supported, and that listener supported community radio station in the country. We do it with your support. We've been doing it since 1968, and we would love to keep doing it for another 49, 50 years. What do you think, Conscience? At least another 50 years.
7 times 7 years. Yes, it's the Jubilee year for KBOO.
Indeed. 877-500-5266. I'm excited about this program, Freak Culture Radio. I'm excited that we have actually been doing this thing here, public affairs that provides news from neglected perspectives, controversial opinions, unpopular opinions, opinions and information against what is considered like the common knowledge, right? As we've been hearing about drug war, you know, since the Reagan days, we here at KBOO talk about drug peace. We here at KBOO talk about the actual impact and health effects of drugs. We talk about the social use of drugs. We talk about actually, you know, I have to admit, I've been doing a talk radio show here since the early 90s. We talked about how important it would be to have marijuana, to have cannabis medically available, because we were talking about it years before it was actually legally so. And KBOO is a huge part of that kind of social change work. We provide discourse, we provide information and analysis so that we can, in fact, inform ourselves and then work together to create social change. There were a lot of tireless activists that worked together in the 90s to do what needed to happen to make sure that cannabis was available for medical use here in Oregon. One of the early adopters of that. And now, of course, over the last couple years, we've also added the recreational use of cannabis. And that is, again, something that you have heard about, a movement building over the years. You've heard about it here on KBOO. And right now, you can be a part of what allows that, what fuels this station, actually, to continue on providing this kind of information so that people can come together and actually create positive changes in our world. 877-500-5266 is the number to call when you say, yes, I want to go ahead and give that $20 a month. I want to pick up a KBOO hoodie. I want to show that I have a Boo pride as I walk around town. I want to know who other KBOO supporters are. And we know each other by our hoodies and by our t-shirts. Yes, we do. Please give a call right now and join in this community. 877-500-5266.
KBOO is all about the art of the possible. Of bending that out. You know, like Ani said, who could have imagined that 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we would be having decriminalized marijuana, medical marijuana, recreational marijuana. That and we have people that are guests on our shows these days that come on to KBOO, talk about the art of the possible in the future. What could be in the future? We could have free education. We could have Medicare for all. We could have a universal basic income. We could have all these things that could make life much more rich and much more, you know, fascinating and interesting. And this is KBOO Dares to Dream. You might turn on another radio station and you won't hear those people at all. Or if you do, you'll hear, ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, be serious. But no, here on KBOO, we take the long view. We have been taking the long view for 49 years, and dagnabbit, if we haven't had some interesting things happen that we have pushed for with the culture, with the musical scene, with the art scene, with the got some movement towards affordable housing these days. That is fantastic. That's the sort of community you can support when you go online at kboo.fm. And click on the upper right-hand corner where it says Donate Now, or call toll-free 877-500-KBOO. We were in our last couple of hours, so please do it. Get in there now. This is your time. This is your time to call 877-500-5266.
That's right. We just have, oh my goodness gracious me, we have almost $63,000 in, and we are looking for $64,400. That's about $1,400. $1,600. Less than $2,000 left to go for our overall goal. You can be one of those people right now to push us over the top.
Run the victory lap with us.
Super exciting. And we're glad to be here with you. And we would love to know that you are, in fact, here with us. 877 500 5 1-800-273-2266. It's the number to call. It's an easy, really rather deceptively easy act because it means so much. It just takes a couple minutes of your time. You can talk to Nat, you can talk to Abney, you can talk to a couple of other volunteers back there. I'll get names. That would be a fantastic thing.
Take names.
And you know that you are in fact a part of the KABU family. You are a part of the KABU community, and we are ever so appreciative. When you make that call, 877-500-5266.
Get yourself a zip-up hoodie. $20 a month will get you that hoodie. It is plush. It is thick. It is warm. It has the KABU radio tower and star and the logo. And
the
it's
logo
red.
Is so
it's
cool.
Red and white and black. Red and white and black all over. And black and white and red all over. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's not going to be rainy and cold forever. So maybe you just want to go $5 a month. You can get that full color KABU versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt, which is so brilliant and funny. And it is a conversation piece when you contribute $5 a month and you do it online at kboo.fm or by the phone, 877-500-KBOO.
There's a great story that goes with the MediaZilla t-shirt. In effect, if you want that t-shirt, I would be more than happy to actually name the characters that are there in the station depicted by Matt Worker and tell you the stories behind them. Because, yep, that was an interesting piece of KABU history. That's right. And you can wear it right there as you get the KABU versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt. However you choose to join us, we ask that you take this moment and do it now. Please do stop what you're doing and take this moment. Put it off no longer and become a member or renew your membership to KABU right this very minute. 877-500-5266.
Hello, hello, hello. The time is 7 p.m. You're tuned to your regularly scheduled episode of Hard Knock Radio on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. And first, before we get into the program, we're going to play some community